Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here's this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm okay. Thank you very much. A little chilled, but no worse for the wear. A little bit of rain here in the area. No, I talked to our spotter Ray up in Harlan. He called this morning with 11/100ths of an inch, and then he shot me with the good news. Some of that came down as sleet.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Not happy with him for sharing that little bit of news, quite frankly. That's way too early for that kind of stuff. We don't really need to see that yet. Kenna Warren's in the studio with us this morning as we get going. He'd like to tell us today about W&S Appliance. Kendall, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Got three front-load used washers and dryers, all in very good condition. Got a used dehumidifier, a couple of used electric ranges, used small refrigerator, 1.5 cubic foot. We got two older used chest freezers, work good, that can be bought very inexpensively, guaranteed. One used two-door refrigerator with top freezer. Got a used gas and electric clothes dryers, two used side-by-sides, near new. Two used refrigerators with bottom freezers, used microwave hood combination, and a used Whirlpool refrigerator top freezer, white in color, with a cold water dispenser in excellent condition. Lots of new freezers, chest and upright. You got most sizes in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Water softeners by Luxury. They are made in Iowa. Free test of water for hardness so we can help you properly size your new Luxury water softener from W&S Appliance. Gas and electric ranges, Whirlpool, Maytag, LG, Amana, and Estate, freestanding on display, full line of built-in ovens, cooktops, slide-in ranges, drop-in ranges, range hoods available on special order. Jim?
Great. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Wanted to use our time this morning just to remind you about an event we have coming up this Friday. It's your chance to win pork. Don't know how much simpler I can make it. It's your chance to fill up your freezer with plenty of pork products from those of us here at KJAN and a whole good list of sponsors helping to support the Pork Month. October, of course, is Pork Month, and that's the month we like to take some time to focus on all the good things that are done by the state's pork producers. There are a lot of them, and there are a lot of pork products produced here in the state of Iowa, leading to a large, large assist to the economy here in the state. So it's an opportunity for us to kind of show our appreciation and make sure we get a little bit of pork products out there for folks to enjoy here this year, too. It's a promotion that we've actually been doing for a long time now. This will be the 21st year that we've done this here on KJAN. It's our Herman the 21st promotion this year. It's not the same hog every year. You probably already figured that out. Herman the Hog will be available for viewing now this Friday. Coming up this Friday, October 21st, we'll have Herman out at a couple of different locations on Friday. Here's how it works. What we do is we pick Herman up in the morning, that morning, and Herman is weighed that morning, so we get as accurate a weight as we possibly can. What we do is we'll have Herman out there in the pen from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Hy-Vee here in Atlantic, and then we'll move across town to the Fairway store from 1 to 3 in the afternoon, so you have a couple of two-hour time periods to swing by and just take a gander, take a look, if you want to get him up, make him move around so you can get a good look at him. Some people like to kind of size him up. Some folks just take a flying guess. They aren't really sure at all. Some folks raised hogs for a living and think they're really good at it until they try to guess the weight, and it doesn't work out so well. All you have to do is guess his weight. Just stop on by and take a look at Herman, and then write that weight you think that he checked in at that morning, and put your name, address, phone number, that kind of stuff, your identifying information there as well, so we can get a hold of you. And the person with the best guess wins Herman, processed and ready for the freezer. We didn't go all the trouble to put all kinds of jelly beans in a jar or something like that and make you guess the number. We're just having you guess the weight of the hog, and then we'll go ahead and have him processed, and you can just enjoy him, pick him up, take him home, put him in the freezer. So it'll be all ready to go for you. Now, there's just one winner to this contest, so if we do have a tie, and it seems like about every other year or so we do have a tie. Sometimes we get several people to guess it exactly, and it is by the pound, by the way. We've had people lose because they've put ounces on there. They had the right poundage, but then they put whatever and 10 ounces on there. It's like that's wrong. We don't do ounces. It's just by the even pound. So if you do guess, just do it by the pound. And any tie, if we have a tie, will be broken by a drawing. There's just one winner. There's just one hog. So we're not going to split it up. So it's just one winner. So if we do have a tie, and the winner is the person who guesses their weight correctly, and if we have multiples, of course, then we draw. If nobody guesses it correctly, it's whoever's the closest. And there, too, if we have a tie, we'll draw. So that's how it goes. Now, while we're out at Hy-Vee as well, the Cass County Pork Producers will be out there on Friday as well during the visit to Hy-Vee from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's over the noontime, and they'll be grilling up and serving pork sandwiches out there in front of the Hy-Vee store. So if you'd like to stop by and enjoy lunch as well, that'd be a good time to do it there so you can enjoy some lunch while you make your guests. So stop on by on either of those times Friday so you can kind of check things out. I was looking over some pork information from the folks with the Iowa Pork Promotion Group, and it's when you take a look at some of the stuff, it's the numbers are pretty big. Taking a look at some of those facts about Iowa pork production, at the end of 2008, Iowa had 8,300 hog operations across the state, and at any one time. Pick a time. At any one time, there are approximately 19 million pigs being raised in Iowa. Compare that with about 3 million people in the state, and you see how important the pork industry is. On average, about 30 million hogs are raised in Iowa every year, and Iowa pork producers marketed more than 37 million hogs just in 2008. The U.S. pork industry marketed more than 121 million hogs in that same year. Iowa is the number one pork-producing state in the United States, and we're also the top state for pork exports. So a lot of the pork products that we do derive head someplace else. Now, the Iowa pork industry generates nearly $950 million in household income for pork producers, and more than 39,000 jobs are directly related to those who raise and care for hogs in Iowa. Iowa pork production alone contributes nearly $5 billion to the Iowa economy each year, and the total value added by Iowa pork producers to the state is more than $2.5 billion as well. Now, when we take a look at some of the numbers elsewhere, the Iowa pork exporting facts look like this. Japan is the leading international market for Iowa pork products. A lot of our pork heads there. Iowa pork exports reached an all-time high last year of $1.1 billion. And Iowa does export its pork products, though, not just to Japan, but to nearly 30 countries each year around the globe. And Iowa has led the nation in pork exports for most of the past 19 years. So an awful lot heading out. And some information about pork, too, that has kind of changed over the last year as well. If you're looking for juicy, tender pork, remember that you cook the meat until the internal temperature now reaches 145 degrees. And then just let it rest for about 3 minutes. And then it's ready to go if you want to eat it at its optimum point. That's the way to do it. And one other little point here that I just couldn't pass up. In fact, actually 2 points I couldn't pass up. One of them is this one here. During colonial times, did you know the people living on Manhattan Island had to build a wall to keep all the wild pigs out? You know what that area today is known as? Yeah, you do. Wall Street. To keep all the pigs out. Now all the pigs are in, huh? Did I say that? That's nasty. And one other note here, too. The longest sausage in the world, the longest pork sausage in the world, is 6,643 feet long. It's, wow. Yeah, I know. it's in the Guinness Book of World Records for the longest sausage. And each year, the town of Teresia breaks the record by just a centimeter. So they can, it's a Balkan town, apparently, but they do it each year 1 centimeter longer so they can make sure that they keep the record. 6,643 foot long. How long's the bun? That's tough.
Guessing they don't have one.
You don't think so? That's speaks for itself. Anyway, Herman the Hog will be viewing for this Friday, October the 21st. So make sure you stop on out to the Hy-Vee store or the Fairway store here on Friday in Atlantic for your chance to win Herman processed, ready for your freezer. There'll just be one winner, any tie broken by drawing. All you have to do is guess Herman's weight. Closest to the right guess, or if we have several, whoever gets wins the drawing will win Herman processed and ready to go. And don't forget to enjoy those locally pork-produced and grilled pork sandwiches from the Cass County Pork Producers. They'll be at the Hy-Vee store from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Friday when we're there with Herman, and then we'll also move across town. Not the Pork Producers, just us. We'll move across town from 1 to 3 in the afternoon at Fairway. So stop by either location and make your guess, and you could possibly be a winner. Herman, the 21st. That's a long time to be doing that, isn't it? I'll turn things back over to Kendall Warren. He'd like to tell you more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got lots of washers and dryers by Maytag, Whirlpool, LG, Amana, and Speed Queen and Estate. Good selection of models and colors with in top load, also in front loads with matching gas or electric dryers. Do have a closeout on some front load washers and dryers that are a little bit mismatched, but at a very, very attractive price. Got a model change coming up. And, of course, Speed Queen washers and dryers, again, are made in the United States. Carry a 3-year, 100% parts labor in an home warranty service, 5 years on the washer motor, and 10 years on the washer transmission. Do have a closeout on a, Speed Queen front load washer at $550 plus tax. Lots of refrigerators, top freezer models, bottom freezer models, and side-by-sides. And, of course, top trade-ins on any clean, used working refrigerator at W&S Appliance. Dishwashers. Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, LG, and Estate, portable and front load. Of course, we do deliver them, and yes, we take care of the service after the sale. Jim?
You getting a little something there?
No, just
all choked up this morning.
Yeah, all choked up.
He's unbelievably happy to be here with us this morning. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate it a lot. Again, don't forget Friday from 11 to 1 at Hy-Vee, 1 to 3 at Fairway, and the Pork Producers will be at Hy-Vee from 11 to 1 grilling, so you can stop by and get lunch. Don't forget to check out Herman the Hog and place your guess, and you could be a winner. Hey, go out making a great day, and God bless America.